Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host, Jesse Cannizzaro from Milestone Plumbing. How you been, Jess?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. You look good.
Thank you.
Yeah? How you feeling?
I feel good.
Yeah?
7 months pregnant. I feel good.
You look good. You're saying all kinds of things, and I keep saying welcome to my world, but I don't paint my toenails, so.
No, I can't reach mine anymore.
You can't reach yours. And it is it's a boy.
Another boy.
Hey, how old is your only child now?
Almost 19 months.
So 18 months ago, and we have the tape, you were on studio and I said, hey, if you ever have a second boy, you'll name him Michael, right? And you said, yeah. So should we replay that?
Or? I don't remember agreeing to this, so yeah, I think you need to send me a copy.
I know. I'll find it. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's coming up quick.
Mm-hmm. Another future apprentice.
Yeah, and maybe this one will be a plumber. I think electrician is the...
Yeah, Will loves his outlets. He does.
Hey, before we get to our special guest, a couple of things. One, thank you for your company. You guys helped us out a lot. We had some issues in our kitchen, and it was a Sunday. I called you, and you said, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it tomorrow. Just relax, because I don't get real relaxed when it comes to that. And a really nice man came over and helped us.
Awesome.
And he not only did he take care of what the problem was, he looked at some things and said, look, this could be a problem, and you may want me to fix this, and you may want me to change this, and we did that. And he said, here's one more issue, and it's up to you guys, but thank you, because he's looking ahead and making sure that we're not going to have problems here this winter. So big fan of your company. Obviously, I send my whole family to you, so and friends of the family. So thank you so much for Milestone Plumbing. Hey, we've got a big show coming up. It's funny, because we started talking about this 3 months ago, and it seemed like it was forever. Now it's next month, October 18th, 19th, and 20th at State Fair Park. It's the Home and Remodeling Show is a good show. I always think that when it's a couple weeks out, that's my favorite show. And this one, more than the spring show, just gets it's a little bit smaller, and people get a chance to really talk to the people at the booths.
It is a great show. And, you know, the nice thing is in October, the weather's not bad yet. So there's a lot of home preparation, getting ready for those winter months. And those little tips from those experts could save you a lot of money and a lot of damage that could occur. I hate to say it, but the white stuff is coming. So it's time to get ready for it.
And today's a good show to talk about that kind of stuff, because we got a couple of guys from R&R Insurance, and we're going to talk to them in a minute. If you have interest going to the show, again, October 18th through the 20th, State Fair Park. And you can go on the website, narymilwaukee.org, to take a look at the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the events, who the vendors are that are going to be there. You can buy your tickets now, narymilwaukee.org. Again, the Home and Remodeling Show, October 18th, 19th, and 20th. So when I got the info that we're having a couple of people from R&R Insurance coming in, I thought, okay. I got a bunch of questions for R&R Insurance, but the morning that I had today was incredible. It just, everything that could go wrong went wrong, but I think I have enough information on these guys, and they certainly are going to help us. When they walked in, they both said, no problem, man, we are radio savants. Isn't that Tom McInerney? Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, it's exactly
it. Jeff Wolfgram? Yeah, you said that.
We are the knowledge brokers.
Yeah, knowledge. And you can go to myknowledgebroker.com. Well played. That's a radio segue. Look at you, Jeff. Hey, Tom, let's start with you. Your background, you're a Catholic Memorial guy?
Absolutely. Yeah, graduated Catholic Memorial in 2003.
Okay. Good school. I just saw their football team up close and personal on Thursday night I'm the sideline reporter for the Thursday Night Lights High School Football Game of the Week.
Yep.
And got a chance to interview Bill Young prior to the game. Can you imagine what that's like 20 minutes before kickoff?
Probably Bill, a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, he didn't want to be next to me. I mean, not even close. After the game, big smile. Hey, Mike, how you doing? You know, that kind of stuff. Before the game, he's in love with Catholic Memorial and the mission statement of Catholic Memorial, and it was a heck of a football game. How long have you been with R&R Insurance?
I've been with R&R Insurance about a year and a half, so started in January.
And prior to that, and we had this conversation, it isn't like you were in the insurance world and came over to R&R. You changed, man.
Right, yeah. I would say probably a complete, 360, 180, I guess, however you want to phrase it. But, yeah, I was in the water and sewer industry before coming to R&R Insurance, and excited to be there.
Yeah, what made you make the jump? Look, I know a little bit about R&R Insurance. I know that it's a family-run company, and it's been here for a while, and it's here to stay for a long time. And the reputation of R&R Insurance out in the world is, boy, it's a really good insurance company. What made you make the jump?
Yeah, absolutely. I think part of it does go back to Catholic Memorial High School. I mean, the Reisch family is so ingrained in Waukesha County.
You bet.
I'm very involved with the community, and my relationship with them and being a local family-owned business is really what attracted me to go work there.
Let's talk about what you do, and you're a NARI member.
Correct.
And I think that's a really good move for you, just because if you want to be around and sell insurance to companies like Milestone Plumbing, and she is just as a client of yours, you need to be there shaking hands and kiss babes a little bit and let people know you're there.
Absolutely. Yeah, for us, I mean, NARI is very similar to the makeup of R&R Insurance, being a lot of family-owned businesses, obviously local, being a Milwaukee chapter of NARI. And, obviously companies like Jess are who we're trying to get involved with, get to know, and obviously end up hopefully insuring.
That's your side of the business. And you brought in Jeff Wolfgram, who has been, Jeff, you've been with R&R Insurance how long?
Since 1995.
So a while.
A long time.
Yeah. Some good changes have been happening here recently, and certainly since 95, R&R Insurance has exploded a little bit and gotten to be a pretty good-sized company.
Absolutely. When I started there, we moved into our new building at that time. It was a week into it, and I just started there, and there was maybe about 60 employees.
Right.
Now we're over 200.
Man.
And this new 60,000-square-foot building that we're into, it's so modern. It's so great. It's just going to show the community that we're here to stay.
Yeah, Stone Ridge Drive in Waukesha, they're located North 14 West 23900, 23900 Stone Ridge Drive in Waukesha. To get more information throughout this hour, go to myknowledgebroker.com. It's one word, myknowledgebroker.com. We'll get you to the website. There is a number of really good blogs on that website, some information on this new building and how proud they are of the new building. Jeff, you're more on the personal insurance side, correct?
That's correct. It started there with my dad was a personal lines manager there, and then my brother is now the manager. I have a brother-in-law there, and personal lines was just a natural.
It's a family affair.
It is.
Yeah, on Thanksgiving, you guys talk about anything but insurance?
We try to talk a little more about football.
Yeah, you're good. You're a football guy? You're a fantasy football guy? Or?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a good pick, I thought, Antonio Brown, I had. Oh, boy. This is how the whole week has gone for me right there. I guess he's playing on Monday now.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I'm mad at the guy who drafted Ezekiel Elliott. I thought that he was going to get burned, and now it looks like that's going to be a good move for him.
It's going to be a good move for him. Look at us. Hey, you know what? After this, we'll just keep talking fantasy football because I got no shot. I was real excited about it until, Antonio Brown and some other things happened. So we'll get into that. The mission statement, Jeff, when you're out sitting at somebody's kitchen table and look, your business is very competitive and there's a lot of, every time you turn the TV on, somebody says quacks a duck or some bird goes into the window and there's a lot of options for people. When you're sitting at somebody's kitchen table and you say, look, I've been with R&R Insurance a long time. This is what sets us apart. What do you tell them?
Well, I think when you're talking about the Geicos and all the online stuff, people really need people still. You and I talked briefly.
Yeah, I'm going to tell that story, by the way.
How insurance is, it's just not your thing. And that it's a foreign language to a lot of people.
Right.
So you try to separate yourself. You talk about the relationships that we have with our current insurance carriers. like West Bend Mutual or Acuity or Secura. And we do a lot of business with these companies because we know they're going to treat our customers fair. And we know they have a great product and a great price. And it just, when you package everything together, it just, you want to place people with a company that you know you don't have to worry about. The goal isn't to rewrite them every year. You want to be able to have them in a very comfortable position.
For my wife and I, and we had this conversation, I need to know the guy that I'm working with. Look, I may never call him about insurance. I may call him about his kid's a high school athlete on a high school that I cover a lot. We talk about that. But that day when I needed him, he was at a wedding in Minneapolis and I was at a wedding here, and our basement got flooded again. And I called him and said, I don't know what to do. And he said, don't do anything. I got it. And I said, you're in Minneapolis. He said, look, I'm going to text you a phone number and I want you to call them at 8 o'clock on Monday morning. And I did. And they said, I'm sorry, we're booked. You have to go somewhere else. And I put his name out there. And I said, well, hold on. This guy told me to call. And she said, oh, hold on, please. President of the company picked up and said, are you a friend of this guy? I said, no, not right now, I'm not. And he said, no, don't worry about it. We got it. We have it. Because of that relationship that I had with him and he had with this guy that was going to come and fix our basement and clean it, I would never go with a company that I didn't have a personal relationship with, somebody that I could call at 11 o'clock at night to say, I need help. And it made a huge difference, and it was an eye-opener for us. And again, I may never have to call them again, but I'm sure glad to have that in my back pocket. And that's what you guys bring.
Yeah, peace of mind. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Jess, your company, and obviously I've had you on a number of times, and your company's growing, and it's you've got a lot of passion for how good your company is. What about our insurance made you take your business insurance that way?
So when it was just me years ago, it was a lot easier to manage. And as we've grown with more employees, and now we are really big in training the apprentices and helping the workforce, the company's gotten so big that I can't have my hands on every little aspect.
Right.
And so having a company that when they think ahead of where we're at and let us know, hey, this is going to be an issue, you got to get this taken care of. Or all of a sudden I get something in my email and I was like, oh, I was meaning to call on that. That's huge. They're so proactive, and it's just the peace of mind piece for us is huge.
So you're basically looking for an insurance company the way, look how, in this first segment, I said, the guy that works for you basically said, you're going to have some issues down the road with this, this, and this. And that's what you needed in Tom.
Yeah, they think ahead of us, and that's important. That's huge for us.
Hey, Tom, when it comes to the business side of this, how do you, first of all, it had to take a long time. You're probably still learning every day. But to be able to know Jessie's needs in her company as she's growing, is that a difficult thing to learn for you?
So, you know, the big thing I would say is different about R&R Insurance. It's the process we put our customers or prospects through. And, you know, I can relate to Milestone Plumbing. When we first started our relationship together, it really came down to us spending time getting to know her company, you know, what her employees are doing every day, what her pain points are. And you can't manage or help, you know, navigate the way to handle insurance unless you understand what they're truly doing day in and day out. And so what our process started with was really just a meeting that probably lasted an hour, hour and a half of just understanding, you know, what she needs from us. And once we understand that, we're really able to apply services and apply a plan to help solve her problems.
But so that's Milestone Plumbing.
Right.
That's Jessie, and her needs going to be totally different than not only the next plumber you're going to walk into, but the roofing companies and all of the NARI members that you would love to be their insurance guy. That's a tough gig, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough gig. It's a great gig. You know, a lot of it is, it's just understanding the people. I mean, R&R surrounds us with, you know, we have a group of professional services. They're really value-added people that R&R is invested in that are just extension of myself to help their company grow and to help solve, you know, issues for them. But it really comes down to, you can go online, you can get a quote, and at R&R Insurance, we want to be more than just a price. We want to be more than just working on your work comp mod. We want to be truly value added for our clients.
You know, going online today and the R&R Insurance mission statement, and let me read that before we get to a break. R&R Insurance Services is an organization dedicated to giving superior service to our customers. In this segment, you guys have talked about the service that you guys provide more than once, because that's in the mission statement from R&R Insurance and this family-run local company. When they talk about their first sentence in their mission statement is we're dedicated to giving superior service to our customers, you need to take notice of that. Anytime throughout this this show, you can go to their website. It's myknowledgebroker.com. Myknowledgebroker.com or Google R&R Insurance. Take a look at that website and read some of the – I loved the information in the new building, because again, it was a statement to say, hey, look, there are some other local insurance companies that have sold. We're not going anywhere. We just put a lot of money to build this really beautiful building to let people know that we're staying, and they continue to grow. You can get a hold of both Tom and Jeff by, again, going to that website, or you can give them a call, 262-953-7255. Is that your office number? Tom, I believe that's your direct line.
Yes, it is. That's my
and then
direct
Jeff,
line.
Yeah, 953-7105. Or again, just Google R&R Insurance. You can get a hold of these guys by calling that phone number. And Stone Ridge Drive in Waukesha, if you get a chance, they'd love to invite you to come visit the new building, right?
Absolutely.
You guys would be all right with that? We'll set up tours. Yeah, we'll set up tours, and Jeff will talk you through the fantasy football draft that he did, and we'll see how that goes. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside Jesse Cannizzaro, cut me in the bags tournament this year, but she does own Milestone Plumbing, milestoneplumbing.com. That's great.
You're bitter.
Yeah, no. Does it sound like it? Not at
just
all.
Just a tad.
Not at all. Hey, and our special in-studio guest, R&R Insurance Guys, and I was giving you some phone numbers for them personally. Let me give you the main number. Easy way to get a hold of Tom McInerney and Jeff Wolfgram, 262-574-7000. 574-7000. Again, located Stone Ridge Drive in Waukesha. Tom, when you go out and you're trying, obviously, your job is to insure a number of companies, but because you're a Nary member, should open the door a little bit with some of the other Nary members to say, hey, look, you know, you should at least let me have a sit down with you. Is that a difficult door to be able to get into?
You know, I think being involved with Nary, I mean, the more I've been active, being at events, you know, meeting people like Jess, I think that's the part of Nary that's been the true benefit for me, is it almost becomes a referral source just
right.
by, you know, having a list of clients within the organization. And I think a lot of that has to do, once again, with just our values at R&R aligned so well with a company like Milestone Plumbing.
Yeah, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. How much of your day is cold calling? How much is people calling you? Is it starting to get a little bit more where people are calling you rather than you having a cold call?
So the owner of R&R Insurance, you know, Jack Reish, texts me, you know, right before the show. So he's listening. So I'm going to say that, you know, I'd say 9.5 hours of my day is cold calling and, you know, chasing new accounts.
You know, it's funny because in our pregame show, you said, I've never hit a golf ball any better than I am right now with all the. No, you didn't say anything about golf at all. I have to be honest with that. That's a tough part. Once you get in the door, though, to be able to say, hey, look, first let me tell you, and I can go right back to that mission statement of this local company and that's growing, which I think is phenomenal because they're here. I mean, they're Waukesha people, right?
Right, and I think a lot of that has to do, you know, we want long-term relationships, and I look at, you know, a client like Jess. I mean, it wasn't, hey, I can save you $400. I'd love for you to be a client. It was, I want to help your company grow. I want to be here for you when things change. I always want to be an advocate and more than an insurance policy for you. And when you have long-term relationships with a client like Jess and I hopefully are going to have, that's what's going to open more doors for myself and R&R Insurance.
How often, how important is it for you to not just set her policy and then kind of forget it, move on to the next one? Because in my business as a sales guy here with these radio stations, I get more business from companies that when I call and say, hey, can I come talk to you? And they say, look, I have a sales rep at one of your competitors. I haven't heard from him in 7 months or a year. How important is it for you to constantly know if her business is changing?
You know, that's exactly what it is for us. I mean, being an advocate for them or being able, being access, you know, them having access to me whenever they need me is, you know, a huge part of what I do for a living. So, you know, Penny in Milestone's office, her and I probably talk every other week.
Right.
You know, just running through a scenario, how we can help, what, you know, what to do in a certain situation, and having that constant context key.
As her business changes, and you know what, Jeff, I promise I'm going to get to you because I got a zillion questions, but I think it's important, especially on the Nary Show, to get these questions answered. When her business is changing, So if she's moving locations or she is adding employees or, you know, she's going to now start doing a little bit, some other things in a home or in a business, how important is it for them to keep you informed of changes that are happening in their company?
That, you know, it's definitely a two-way street. And that's where, you know, when we look for new clients like Jess, you know, to work with R&R Insurance, it's got to be a two-way street. And I know they were looking at adding an employee a week or so. And, you know, we checked, you know, we went through the process of how they're interviewing, what they're doing to select certain individuals. And it's really just walking them through processes.
Really? So the interview process for a new employee is something that you would be...
You know, it's something we just always want to be involved with. I mean, we want to be involved with, you know, any way we can help and any way we can add value. And so if it's, you know, something as simple as, you know, doing a motor vehicle check on their driving record, I mean, we're not actually running the check for them, but we can refer them to their insurance carrier and just make sure everything's going to look good.
Jess, you guys are moving, correct?
We did,
You
yes.
did. You got the move done.
Move is done. It's not unpacked, but it is officially done.
And, you know, if you're going to do that, you might as well do it when you're 7 months pregnant,
Why
right?
Why not? Yeah.
Why not? Throw it all in. And the reason for the move is because you outgrew the space that you had.
We did.
By far.
Yeah. We went from, when we moved into that space, a team of 5 to now 13, and everybody was on top of one another.
So with all the stuff that you have to do with that move and the idea of that, I can't imagine that at the top of the list is to give him a call and say, hey, just so you know, we're moving. So it's important for your rep from R&R Insurance to be on top of that and understand, you know, your long-term goals, all of that, right?
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest, we don't even worry about it or think about it. It just gets handled. And I know it's taken care of. This week, Penny had questions. Penny's our general manager. You've met Penny.
Oh, sure.
She had questions, and I know she's in touch with Tom. She's in touch with R&R. I have a good friend that works at R&R that was part of the reason that we initially looked into them. And I don't worry that these things are being taken care of. And in the past, and I think we've all been through that with companies where you ask a company to do something and you feel like you have to stay on top of them to make sure it gets done.
Right.
We don't have to do that. And hey, that is huge.
Hey, Tom, you know what that's called in my business? A mic drop. Let's just start another show because I can't get any of your clients, or maybe I can, but a ringing endorsement for R&R Insurance and what you're doing for her is an owner of a company who is expanding and moving into a space that's bigger because how big they're getting and says, look, it's taken care of. I can sleep well at night because I know that this man has our back and he's taking care of it. Well done. Not bad for a Catholic memorial, Brad.
Surprising, yeah. I'm sure, for
totally
you.
Totally surprising. No, I'm just kidding. Jeff, where'd you go to school, by the way?
I went to Arrowhead. I was Arrowhead before Arrowhead got really big.
Oh, boy. You know, Jess went to Arrowhead, and I'm the only Messmer guy around, huh? That's
You're
okay.
You're outnumbered today.
Yeah, Milwaukee Lutheran guy is producing the show, so that's not so bad. Hey, Jeff, when you hear somebody like Jess talk about Tom like that, that's exactly what you're hoping for, too, on the personal side of insurance, that somebody would sit where Jess is saying and saying, look, by working with Jeff Wolfgram, I don't have to think about it.
Well, that's just it. And what, you know, what Tom is doing for Jess, we want to be like their risk management department. We want to be part of the our a customer's business. They have to do their thing that makes them money, and we want them to look at us as just another arm of their company.
And, a total safety net.
Yeah.
Where if something does go sideways, something does go wrong, look, I've got insurance. I'm set. When do you handle like the insurance for her vehicles and stuff? I mean, is that all under one umbrella?
Yes, it is. Yeah. So as far as I'm on the P&C side of insurance at R&R, so you know, it's workers' comp, general liability, her building, and her autos.
Man, so all of it.
Correct.
You got it taken care of. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we had talked about this during our pre-show meeting, and I appreciate that you printed this because I had some issues with the computer today. But most commonly overlooked insurance options, and there's a number on these that I have some questions on, and we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. R&R Insurance is our special in-studio guest. Again, you can go to MyKnowledgeBroker.com. One word, MyKnowledgeBroker.com, or Google R&R Insurance. They've got a number of blogs, really interesting stuff on that website, and read about this new building. They're really proud of it, and I can see why after reading that article. Located on Stone Ridge Drive in Waukesha, general phone number to get a hold of these guys, 262-574-7000, 574-7000. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Jesse Canizzaro. She's the owner of Milestone Plumbing. Our special in-studio guests, they're good ones, Tom McInerney. He is R&R Insurance along with Jeff Wolfgram. Want to say hi to Lauren and Emma. How old is Emma?
Emma just turned a year a couple weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, like typical Catholic Memorial style, you kicked your covers a little bit with Lauren.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, definitely.
Attaboy. Is she a Catholic Memorial girl too?
She is as well, yeah.
My goodness. You guys do stick together now, don't you?
We try to, yeah.
That's good. Jeff, you're married, Paige, and Stephanie's a sophomore at Madison.
That's correct.
Yeah, you got to be proud, huh?
Absolutely. That's where I went to.
Really? What is she going to school for? Does she know yet?
Not sure yet. Probably biology.
So she's a smart one.
She is.
Yeah, no doubt. That's awesome. Hey, We're only going to get we're going to be able to touch on a few things that R&R Insurance offers. But during the break, you were telling me about this wide variety, this umbrella of things that you offer, and some we're not going to get to be able to touch on today because the show is just an hour long. But can you talk a little bit about the number of options that people have if they want to work with R&R Insurance?
Sure. We not only want to do the commercial insurance, and Tom does a great job of this. If he writes a client, he'll tell them that we have personal lines so that we can do their home and auto, and that's where I get involved. We also want to work on their benefits, so group health insurance, 401ks, things like that. And we also have a wealth management department as well, so we can help people with their financial needs. You know, we just mentioned my daughter in school. I use our guys to help with funding for college and just planning out the future. So we want to be a one-stop shop to help our clients with every possible need that they could have as far as insurance is concerned.
And Mike, real quick too, in the construction division, you know, the one thing we always, you know, we do have as well is Jason is in our bonding division. So a lot of construction accounts, obviously bonding's a huge item that they need. So Jason does a great job with our bonding.
How often do you get a guy on the personal side who may own a company or is in upper management of a company that you can say, hey, look, we've worked together a long time. You like what R&R Insurance stands for, what we do here. Let me introduce you to the guys down the hall. Do you guys do a lot of that?
Yeah, it just happened just this week. I wrote a guy's account, and he has a few commercial buildings, and I went right to Tom and said, here are his policies. Go talk with him, and he's going to meet with him next week. He's going to come check out our building.
Boy, that's awesome. You know what? I think that's important, and it's almost like that Nary umbrella where, you know, Jesse's working on somebody's, you know, their plumbing, and they say to her, you know what? We're going to redo our basement. We're going to make a man cave. Jesse says, I got a guy. You know, I got a guy. I know a couple of guys. If you have interest, I would recommend these. So right within your umbrella and your building, you guys are, you know, smart enough to recommend somebody else within the walls of this new building with R&R Insurance. Hey, I don't want to get out of here without talking about this because I think it's really important. The most commonly overlooked insurance options, and Jeff, I'm going to talk to you about this. The number one backup sewer and drain, I know personally, and we had that conversation, that is really important. And it didn't cost me a whole lot of money, but the peace of mind that it gave my wife and I was outstanding.
Yeah, it is a really important coverage. And unfortunately, it seems like it's been an event that's been happening in Wisconsin, these big storms knocking out power, your sump pumps can't run. Everybody should have at least a little bit of that. Even if your sump pump never runs, there's also the backup aspect of it. So if you have a sewer, a septic backup, it's a mess, and nobody wants to deal with that.
Yeah, that first time, and you know the exact date. What was it?
That was June 20th, 2008, because I had 2 feet of water in my basement.
And they said it was 1 in 100 year.
Yeah, and then we had another one 2 years later.
2 years later. That's the one that I was at my friend's wedding, and the insurance guy I was with was at a wedding in Minnesota. The number two most commonly overlooked insurance option, flood insurance.
Well, flood insurance is obviously not something that people in Wisconsin are too worried about, but when I have a prospective client across the table from me, it's something that I bring up, and I think a lot of agents don't bring it up. I would rather have a client make an informed decision and say, there's no way I need that. You know, but if I show it to them and it's maybe $30 a year, a lot of them say, you know what, just put it on.
Yeah, put it on. What's interesting about this piece that you guys sent to me, it's a piece that you ask clients to check off some of these and say, look, if I have interest in this, but this gives you an idea on all the things that you guys offer. Identity theft coverage. Tom, that's something we talked about during the break, something that you said, look, I want that.
Yeah, when I came to R&R Insurance, my wife and I sat down with Jeff. Jeff actually writes our, you know, personal home and auto insurance. And that was a situation where, you know, Jeff and I went through that list, and you know, to add the identity theft coverage, I mean, call it $30, $40 a year, but the peace of mind if that would happen for us was invaluable. And that was just one example of, I honestly didn't even understand what that coverage was until Jeff explained it to us.
Yeah, that's it. Let me go through a few more. We've got about 5 minutes left in this segment. I want to get through some of these. Replacement personal property?
Yeah, I mean, replacement cost on your personal property, your contents, I always think of it as, what you know, if you're moving into a house, what are you putting in the moving van? So all your furniture, your clothes, electronics, just about every policy out there is going to have replacement cost on the contents, which means they don't, if you have a loss, if you have a fire, they're not going to take into consideration depreciation. If you have a 10-year-old TV set, they're going to replace it with a brand new TV set of like kind and quality.
You know, the interesting part, when we did have that the second flood that we were insured for, they cleaned everything out, this company. And then my insurance company said, hey, take a picture of it. Take a picture, because they had it right out by the alley, and said, take a picture of it, and then let's talk about what you think. They stopped by, right? We had the conversation, and, you know, we listed everything that we lost. And they said, okay, what about this? And there were some questions about it, but it wasn't like I had to show receipts. Having that insurance on that was magnificent, and I would recommend that to everybody.
Well, I'll go one step further than that. I think what everybody should do is everybody's got a smartphone now, so take a video of your house. Go through every room, every level, every closet, the basement, the garage. Just take a video. Maybe do 5 or 10 minutes, narrate what it is that they're looking at, and then you can store that. And then if you have a fire or a tornado or something horrible, you can refer to the video, and that just shows an adjuster exactly what you have. It just makes your life a lot easier at a time when life gets pretty hectic when you have a big loss like that.
Hey, a couple other questions. We talked about earthquake coverage during the break, and I kind of shook my head and smirked a little bit until you said, hey, look, this isn't something that people think about here, but understand that there are people that have it, and it covers in the cost to replace or repair your damaged property in the event of an earthquake.
Yeah, the idea of earthquake started when I took my daughter a number of years ago to the museum, and they have a display on all of the different fault lines. And the New Madrid fault line is near us, and I'll tell you, if that goes, people are going to be in trouble. I want my customers to be informed and tell me, no, I don't want it, or yes, I do want it. When they see the price on a typical home, you know, it's maybe $30 a year.
What's business and home endorsement?
So some people, a lot of people are working out of their homes now. So if they do, they might have an exposure that's not covered on a normal personal insurance policy. You can, a lot of companies have endorsements where you can pick up the liability coverage and some business property coverage by adding this endorsement to your policy.
My wife works out of her home. Okay. This is the first time I've ever heard of that.
We should talk.
Yeah, it sounds like we should be reviewing that policy on Monday.
You know what? You're the owner of the company is listening, isn't he? Attaboy. I would love to meet with you guys. See, I'll have to look into that because I did not know about that. Special personal property.
Yeah, a lot of our competitors out there, the big ones are like American Family and State Farm. They only write your personal property on a name peril basis.
Right.
It's covering maybe 15 perils or 16. If it's not a name peril, then it's not covered. Special personal property flips it. They'll list off maybe about 15 or 16 exclusions. If it's not one of the exclusions, everything else is covered. It's the broadest way to cover your personal property.
Last one before we get to a break, replacement costs in your dwelling. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, so if your home burns down, you want to replace it brand new. And a lot of companies out there will put maybe a cap on the home,
correct,
120% of whatever the limit is. You want a company that's not going to have a cap. And so if you have a $300,000 home and it actually costs $350,000 to rebuild it, you want them to replace it for the $350,000. You don't want to have to come up with that extra expense out of your own pocket.
Man, that Arrowhead kid—he's not a kid, but he's got this all down, doesn't he? He's a guy. He's a good guy for you to bring in with you. I'll tell you that. So you were going to tell me what was the owner of the company said you needed to find what now?
Yeah, he just was. He was going to call in with a question.
799-1250.
Try and
414-799-1250. What's his first name?
Jack Reish.
Jack. I'll open up a phone line if you want to give us a call, 414-799-1250. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Jesse Canizzaro. She's the owner of Milestone Plumbing. These two guys from R&R Insurance, I'll tell you what, they are proud of their company. There's no doubt. Tom McInerney, Jeff Wolfgram from R&R Insurance. You can go to myknowledgebroker.com to get more information, or you give them a call at this number, 262-574-7000. I would, you Nary guys listening to the show, I would make sure that I gave Tom a call next week just to come out and say, hey, look, let's take a look at what I'm doing. You know, why is Jesse going with you? Let me find out. And he will more than likely be able to get to see you this week. How booked are you next week?
I can make it work. I can always squeeze it in.
Get off that golf course and go to work, man. No, he's... I know the president's listening. He didn't call, though.
He
didn't. 799-1250. It's still open if he wants to give us that call. Hey, the stuff that I read about this building, this new building that you guys are so proud of, this is going to give you guys a chance to even grow further, correct?
That's correct.
Space-wise?
Absolutely.
Were you guys busting at the seams at the other one?
Yeah, and parking. I mean, no issues with parking now anymore. We are. It was the right move.
Hey, and we talked about you have satellite offices kind of throughout the state a little bit. Do you guys do almost all in-state Wisconsin stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we have a rep that, you know, that does handle Illinois, but we do basically, you know, focus on the state of Wisconsin. You know, it's not that we won't work outside of the state, but, you know, we have offices up in Appleton, West Bend, and we have a couple individuals that work out of the Madison area as well.
So you cover kind of the state of Wisconsin if need be. When you get a chance to go in and if you can think about when you first started, Tom, and you came in obviously bright-eyed and bushy-tailed without knowing what you were getting into at that point, but you knew enough about R&R Insurance to say, okay, I want to at least go over there and talk to them and interview with them. This was a good move for you.
It was, yeah. I mean, I think very similar to, like, I keep going back to Milestone Plumbing. I think it's the culture. You know, the Reish family has created such a dynamic company, but it's the culture they've created where they surround us, you know, with the knowledge brokers. They want us to continue to learn, to grow, but it's the support and, you know, them being there for us, being family-owned, reinvesting in the company, getting professional services just to help make Jeff and I's life easier.
Are they there day-to-day?
Of course, yeah.
So you see the guys?
Yes.
I mean, it's not like they've got this nice company and built this beautiful building, and then they're they're gone in Florida, and you guys can't get a hold of them. They're there every day.
Every day.
Boy, that says a lot about a company. It really does, especially a company that's grown to the point where they have grown. How much has changed over the years for you, Jeff, and how do you keep up with all the things that change in your industry year after year?
Again, you work with a company that has the resources to make you successful. I mean, a lot has changed. It's gotten a lot more complex. The competition has changed. A lot of people are doing stuff online. Our companies are changing with that. One of our companies now has a direct service arm that our customers can contact if they want to do it on their own, because we know people are getting used to doing that. People are buying stuff online all the time. So you just got to go with the changes and have a company that's going to invest in the technology to keep us always ahead of the curve, way ahead of the curve.
If I was one of your customers and I've been with you and we've been utilized in the same carrier year after year, and I came to you and said, hey, look, let's price this out, make sure I'm getting the best price that I can. That doesn't offend you, right?
Not at all. It's what we're here for. And that's the beauty of being an independent agent, is that we're not locked in with one company. One company isn't writing our paychecks. You know, we do have a competitive, this is a competitive industry, and we will do that for our customers. We will check the market to see if they are still with the right company from both a coverage and a pricing standpoint.
Do you do that on their own or on your own, or do you wait for a guy like me to come to you and say, hey, look, you know, we haven't priced it out in a while. Let's do it.
If the customer is just clicking along and there isn't any big rate increases or anything, there's really not a need to necessarily take it to market. But if there's something that changes, a kid all of a sudden gets a speeding ticket or an accident, something that's going to change, if somebody gets a drunk driving, whatever, you know, we will be proactive, definitely, and check it out. I'll have somebody, sometimes if they do have a speeding ticket or an accident, we'll set up a suspense to check this out when that accident becomes 3 years old or 5 years old, and proactively check it out at that time to see if there's something better for them.
He is Jeff Wolfgram, and we're also talking to Tom McInerney from R&R Insurance. Again, their website is buyknowledgebroker.com. Do you expect, and how often does it happen, that your clients, if one of those things happen, they get an accident, it's their fault, they get a drunk driving, they get a speeding ticket, should they be calling you right away to let you know that, or do they sit back and hope you don't find out?
I think that both things happen. What people might not realize is that insurance companies are running motor vehicle records all the time. And so
you're going to find it.
It's going to be found out anyways.
Yeah, so you know what? Make the call.
Right.
Say, hey, look, you know what? I was trying to get to an appointment and got caught.
And if you have a claim, we always want our clients to call us first. Don't just call it directly to the customer or to the company, because we want to manage the claim for you. We want to say, hey, here's your deductible. How much is the claim going to be? Does it make sense to even make the claim? You know, because then that'll stay on your record for a number of years. Or should we just pay it out of pocket and not get the company involved?
Do you normally have, if I had my homeowners with you and I have my car insurance with you and I had a number of things with you, is it always all through the same carrier, or do you piecemeal it?
Your best option is to have everything with one company. And a lot of companies have, I just call them a package policy, where it is actually just one policy. So it's one policy number, one bill, and then you're getting discounts for having the home and auto together. And you might have a discount if you have the umbrella. There's a home discount, a home and umbrella discount.
Tom, is that the same with you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it can vary. I mean, Jess could be a client of ours on the commercial side of things and, you know, be with West Bend, for instance, and her personal home and auto could be with Acuity. Yeah. You know, it isn't really that. It has to be tied in together.
Do you have favorites? Do you know, there's some go-to that you just have a lot of trust in. You say, look, I've been in this year and a half, and at least in this year and a half, these seem to be the best carriers for me to deal with?
Yeah, I mean, R&R obviously has a lot of relationships with a lot of people in the area. Right. I mean, you look at, you know, Secura, Acuity, and, you know, particularly West Bend. I mean, being local in the area, we obviously have very close partnerships with them.
Yeah. Boy, this was good. I have to be honest with you. I got a little bit nervous because I don't know a ton about R&R insurance and insurance in general. But after doing a little bit of research and being able to get on somebody else's computer here, I really enjoyed getting more information on your company. Jess, October Well, what are the dates? October 18th, 19th, and 20th. That's I've talked about it enough. At State Fair Park, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It should be a good show. I know there's a couple of booths left, but not many.
Not many. It's starting to shape up to be great. Are you going to be there?
I am going to be there on Friday.
Friday, okay.
And I'm going to do my shows on Saturday. And then birthday present, my wife and I, we're going to Door County, going to the Packer game.
Oh, nice.
And Michelle Brown was kind enough to say, you know what, don't cancel that. You get out of here.
She
and
gave you the day off?
She did, you know, and I'm on the board. I'm going to get killed at next board meeting. There's no doubt. Hey, don't forget this website, myknowledgebroker.com. These are good guys, Tom McInerney, Jeff Wolfgram. Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Nice
to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.